Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Weekday Wednesday, Tucson, Arizona's number one online radio podcast about all things medical cannabis. Your host, Bellstar.
And the Cannabis Kid. Our show features news, interviews, and all the latest information about anything and everything medical cannabis related in Tucson, Arizona, and the world at large.
We'd love to hear from you. Please give us a call live at 646-915-8421. You can like us on Facebook, follow us on all social media, or email thctucson@gmail.com.
We'd like to thank Tumbleweeds Health Center and Studio Scene, along with our many sponsors, for hosting our show every week. With the lowest price certifications in town, you'll find hemp products, accessories, and all things related to medical cannabis education.
Visit Tumbleweeds Health Center at 4826 East Broadway Boulevard or online at tumbleweedshealthcenter.com. And remember,
be smart,
be safe,
and educate.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Cannabis Kid.
Good morning, Bellstar.
Good morning, Silver
Sister.
We call her the Sick Silver Sister.
The Sick. SFS. Triple S.
Triple S. It is March 8th, 2017. I can't believe it.
Happy birthday, Johnny.
Happy birthday. Woo! And happy birthday to my neighbor. You know who you are. You're having a birthday as well. So there's two fun birthdays today. We should celebrate a lot.
Birthdays everywhere.
We'll just smoke a lot of weed for their celebrations. Oh, is that what's happening?
It's the Pisces.
The little fish are swimming?
They're swimming in the...
We're swimming in it.
And...
Yeah. Pisces are great. Well, most of the guys are. Some of the girls are a little fiery.
They are.
They can be. Well, welcome to Weed Day Wednesday. Your horoscope for the morning is...
Yeah.
We need little weed horoscopes.
I'll find one.
All right, we're going to find some weed horoscopes for it. Well, maybe just, do they have like a daily weed? Where's our weed calendar? We need a this year's weed calendar.
Oh,
weed
quote.
Weed quote.
I know. We'll have to catch up so much.
I know we've got a whole lot to catch up on. Well, let's just say congratulations to Israel.
Yes.
Way to go, Israel.
You know, we're seeing a lot of these countries that Israel's been doing a lot of the top research in the world that has been able to bring this to the foresight of them being able to have the legalization. And, it's smart. I think it would be smart for every country. This is when you start seeing countries coming out of the stigma and going, you know what, it really is helping people. And
amen.
Hopefully, I wonder if Israel has had the pharmaceutical impact that we as America have had. Mm. You know, the strong crackdowns on the as far as the pharmaceutical company trying to use their many ways to not get this plant legalized here in the United States.
Right.
One of the things that just came up recently was Iowa making a statement saying that they will take no scientific evidence or
information
from other countries. And, you know, this whole thing of science being outlawed and looked down upon here in the United States, it really kind of shows what kind of mentality we have as a country when we're not allowing all these other things that are really happening and really do work. And to have that, what is that?
You know what works? Cannabis.
Yeah.
Cannabis really works.
Cannabis
took a bong
totally
and
works.
It
does?
It totally works.
Does it help you think that we're allowed to take, we're allowed to use other
information
from other
countries? You know what's in my
countries?
Head right now? The Partridge Family. Come on, get happy. I mean, that's what that just did.
Well, hopefully, as time goes and the education spreads,
have some Partridge Family.
we will start to see things change as we already are having happen.
Come on,
so
all right, we got
Iowa.
Iowa, but Jerusalem In Israel's divisive political climate, a common cause between right and left has emerged: cannabis. Israel's cabinet decriminalized the recreational use of cannabis or marijuana at its weekly meeting on Sunday in a move hailed by politicians from across the spectrum. I love it. They had a weekly meeting on Sunday and they just approved cannabis. I mean, what? Hello?
I'm sure that's how it works.
Not that hard in normal places. Says under the new policy, first-time offenders caught using marijuana in public will be subject to a fine of approximately $250, but will not face criminal charges. The money will be used for drug rehabilitation and education. A second offense will be subject to a fine of approximately $500, and a third offense may require rehabilitation, education, and a suspended driver's license. A fourth offense will be subject to prosecute and a possible prison term. So, well, you know, we don't want that, but why are we not allowed to use this plant safely?
Why are we not allowed to use this plant
at all
out in the open?
That's a good question.
We all know that cigarettes smoke actually causes cancer.
And
you know, secondhand smoke is also very harsh on the lungs.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we know that, and I still get it. It's offensive. The smell is offensive. The
smell of cigarette smoke is so offensive to me.
I
grew up locked in cars with five adults smoking and me trapped in the back going, roll the window down.
Could
like,
not
seriously.
Imagine.
Even in the open air, that shit stays forever. You can walk all the way down the streets of Tombstone and smell it three blocks down.
Yep.
It's just not a good thing. And it's
Joe and Kate use the same dishwasher.
Wow. Look at that. He used the same
Joe
dishwasher.
Joe and Kate.
Yeah. Wow. I wonder what dishwasher they use. It was probably a Maytag. You think?
Electrolux.
Was it H-E?
Yeah.
Oh, silly us. Don't even worry about it. But you know
Leave
what's sad,
alone.
Though? I know. There are NFL players worried that Trump is going to jail them for their use of marijuana. And, I don't know, does Trump like the NFL? Does he like football? Dude, do you like football? Can we call him Dude?
I don't want to call him Dude.
Oh, he's not as good as the Dude even. NFL players suffer the strictest and most arbitrary restrictions on marijuana you've seen in professional sports. In a league racked and roiled by long-term health impacts like chronic pain and concussion-related dementia and other mental health issues, some of the very conditions for which cannabis is effective, the NFL's drug policy continues to ruin players' careers. Meanwhile, cannabis use is rampant throughout the league and is being touted by more and more current and ex-players as the best tool to manage pro football's significant health risks. Just when all signs point towards an end to this bizarre and pointless exercise, here comes the federal government. Instead of the league, NFL players are now afraid of the federal Justice Department and the bellicose Trump administration throwing a few superstar athletes in prison for pot, all to make a point. Various NFL players have quit weed, and other player agents are furiously phoning their clients in an effort to keep them away from cannabis and any subsequent punishments cooked up by Attorney General Jeff Sessions' Justice Department, according to a recent report published in Bleacher Report. The website talked to a bevy of players and agents head of the league's amateur scouting combine, and those interviewed fear more than failed drug tests, Bleacher reports. They're worried marijuana will lead them to imprisonment. As of now, NFL players are subject to annual drug testing at some point in the spring or late summer prior to training camp. Other pro sports leagues don't test at all. If they pee clear, they can use cannabis freely for the rest of the year without risk of detection. If there's THC metabolites in their urine, they enter the NFL's drug testing program and can have their precious bodily fluids monitored by the league at virtually any time. But as of Election Day, almost one-third of the league's teams play in states where cannabis is legal for adults 21 and over. A cannabis ban is untenable, and everybody seems at last ready to admit it. The league's union, the NFL's Player Association, put together a group of current and former players and health experts to recommend pain management strategies, which could include cannabis. And prior to the Super Bowl, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell indicated that the league's drug policy could be renegotiated sooner rather than later. All this is happening at a time when the NFL is in serious trouble. Television ratings are dropping, and with the NFL veterans suffering a slew of serious health issues, including chronic pain and mental health issues, much of it stemming from repeated concussions,
More young NFL players are retiring early rather than risking irreversible brain injuries. Revisiting the drug policy is only reasonable, but now here comes Trump and company. Though everyone appears to have given up trying to squelch medical marijuana, anxiety over the federal government's plan for recreational cannabis has hit a peak. Last week, White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer suggested recreational cannabis be subject to, quote, greater enforcement, quote. He also suggested there's a link between recreational cannabis and the opiate crisis.
Mm-mm.
Oh, my God. Jesus, Mary, and Jesus.
This is uneducated.
God, people don't just listen. Earlier in the week, Attorney General Jeff Sessions made baseless statements about recreational cannabis causing crime.
I'm not.
Come on, get happy.
Pass that bong around again.
Jesus. Shutting down the entire recreational cannabis industry is a gargantuan task that's beyond the scope of the DEA, which has about 4,000 agents nationwide. But it would be much easier and cheaper to send a chill through the country with a few high-profile busts.
Fear-mongering.
I don't think it's crazy to think that the government would use high-profile athletes to make a statement, said one unnamed player described as a veteran who plays for an AFC team in comments to Bleacher Report. Of course, nothing's happened yet. Trump himself has yet to say anything definitive about cannabis, and Sessions now has a scandal to weather. And ex-players in other leagues, including the NBA, also copped to using cannabis. Steve Kerr, the coach of the Golden State Warriors, told reporters in December that he'd used weed for back pain. So it seems we're at a tipping point, which is exactly when desperate drug warriors might be inclined to stick a thumb on the scale to tip things back.
Yeah.
Wow. Trump and company.
Well, and this is where that fear is in our built in our history of the United States.
To our radio show, this is our 261st show. Has he not heard one?
I sent him an email this morning. So. He sent back on his Android phone. I'm just kidding.
Of course, he's not paying attention. All right, well,
let's just talk about this for a little bit.
Let's shall we?
We have a country that's based on fear. That our country, I mean, anytime.
Well, hell, back in the 70s, it was good to eat eggs. And then a couple years later, it wasn't good to eat eggs.
And then avocados.
And then it was good to eat eggs. And then all of a sudden, eggs were in jail. And you shouldn't eat eggs. There were big billboards. Eggs were in jail. And then all of a sudden, it's good to eat eggs. Like, what the?
Well, and I think it's with small things like that, they can kind of test the country and see how much control they really do have.
Well, and they do put that out there for just control at all. I mean, in general, that's what it is.
I mean,
look at the whole antibiotic thing. I damn near killed myself taking antibiotics to the very end. And actually, I was only on day 4 when I called the doctor and I said, I told you not to give me this. I told you I was not going to do well in this, and I had welts on my head. My arm was sensitive. Like, it was insane. And she goes, well, then stop taking them. I said, well, I almost threw the phone. I said, what do you mean stop taking them? I'm going to grow a third eye. You know that you can't not take your antibiotics. Once you get that bottle, once you put that first one in your mouth, you have to take all of them. You're going to grow a third eye, 17 fingers, 3 noses.
And it felt like it was happening, too.
And it was happening. And she's like, well, who told you that? That was like, are you kidding? What planet do you live on, people? So this whole, it's the whole.
Etching that fear into us. And it's patterns, long. Even our parents.
Ingrained and rude. Oh, our parents are the worst.
Yeah.
And their parents were even worse. And their parents before were all smoking pot.
Yeah.
And that's how it went. Well, they were probably tinkering it up.
Right.
You know, but seriously, this, I love who said this. I don't, maybe it was Dr. Melanie. One of the videos we have, one of the experts say this plant has been a medicine though far less longer than it has been a medicine for tens of thousands of years.
Right.
And they've been using media and scare tactics for.
And they continue. I mean, just like we heard
long.
In this article.
Yeah.
Now they're taking the NFL, on the media. They're in the news.
They're freaked out.
Stations dedicated to football. Now they're going to put it up, and anyone in America who likes football and was even thinking about possibly using it for their benefits are now scared to use it.
Yeah, but it says here that I love it. Attorney General Jeff Sessions made baseless statements, clueless statements about recreational cannabis causing crime. Every police officer, every retired police officer, that's in there, that they'll tell you that weed is not what causes crime. You get someone liquored up and they're going to go and get all mad. You get someone high, they're going to hang out on their couch usually and watch all six seasons of Game of Thrones at once or something. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Winter's here.
And here we are having someone from the administration giving out false information and then telling, and then
right.
the administration telling the people not to trust the media. So where, I don't know, it's like they're throwing so many fastballs at a...
that doesn't even make sense.
Well,
right.
at a country
right.
with a lot of people who are... I mean, it's really, I would say almost half and half. That are some are very influential and understand that there's a progress in a country and there's a unity behind it and there's things like that. And then others think that they need to still keep the control because they're going to lose their power or money. And it's that constant feed that they, that rhetoric that they constantly talk and they constantly scare and they constantly can keep the sheep.
Yeah, and they keep
herded.
You. Yeah, yeah, and they keep you anxious, and they
yep.
keep you running, and they keep you not questioning.
Well, and questioning who's where's this information coming from? Is it coming, like okay, it just was said, but is anything happening? Like one of the things in the article says, but nothing's happening yet. You know.
Right.
So it's that scare. Stop everyone from using it. Prices will go down because. Or people stop buying.
Mm-hmm.
Closes up shops for many people because they're not able. They were barely making it now. It's just really interesting because it affects everyone. The lies when they say it.
It does, and it affects. And they're going to pass them down.
Right.
And they're not going to question. That's the problem. Is they're not questioning anything. They're just, yeah, they're just believing.
This is
everything
on, yeah.
that they see or hear or read or the gossip or whatever. But, you know, it's just sad. Someone in Trump's family is going to get sick and they're going to need cannabis and then all of a sudden we're all going to have it. You know, that's the way it goes. It's so sad. People that are least open-minded to this become super open-minded in a heartbeat when it's the only thing that can help heal their family and their loved ones.
Yeah.
And sadly, that's how... a lot of people become open to this, is that we get people at Tumbleweeds Health Center, 4826 East Broadway Boulevard, come on down. And they come in and they're like, you know, 60, 70, and they're like, they're all disgruntled and they can't believe they're in there. And, oh, my doctor is making me come here. And can you believe I'm here? And we're like, well, actually, yeah, we can. And, oh, my God, don't tell my kids. And, you know, like we're going to call them right when you leave. You know, your father was just here. He bought a bong, a vaporizer. And got his membership to the AMMA. All right, you want to read it?
Yeah, well, this one,
yeah.
Just while we're on the subject,
yeah.
says how Trump's cannabis crackdown would hurt Trump. It says, with tension building around the conflict between federal and state laws on cannabis and the looming possibilities of federal crackdown, some analysts are exploring who would take the biggest fiscal and political hit, and Trump isn't getting skipped. Says Donald Trump may want, oh, and this came from Cannabis Now, one
okay.
of our little, our favorite magazines. Donald Trump may want to think twice before allowing the country's marijuana industry to fall victim to the Justice Department crackdown. The promise to invest $1 trillion in rebuilding the country's crumbling infrastructure, aside from being ranked nonsense. It's really a package of tax cuts and other handouts to private enterprises. It would also require even more actual investment if the feds start clamping down on recreational cannabis, as various White House flacks have suggested. Because you see, actually, the infrastructure improves. Improvements are actually being paid for with marijuana taxes, along with schools, health programs, and even fancy new toys for cops. Trump's supposedly loves more than Fox News itself. All that would go away if weed-hating Russian-loving Attorney General Jeff Sessions
has his way. A as McClathy, D.C. Bureau reported, Colorado and Washington are the first two states to legalize adult use cannabis and first two to start reaping the benefits, have been flush with tax cash over the past 2 years. Washington has been overwhelmed with the tax revenue gleaned from cannabis sales. Revenue doubled to $256 million on roughly a $1 billion in sales, and government Jay Inslee believes marijuana revenue could balloon to as much as $7 million within the next 2 years. Mm-hmm. In Colorado, where $1.3 billion worth of cannabis was sold last year, the state pulled in $2 million. That could go up to even more as government John Hinkleloper recently proposed raising the tax rate in order to send more money to the schools. In the meantime, cash is streaming to localities as well as the state. One suburban Denver city was able to repave all of its streets thanks to cannabis taxes. All of this has felt at a risk over the past week. The cannabis industry has been on high alert since White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer said last week that recreational marijuana was likely to see a greater enforcement on Monday. Sessions opened that marijuana legalization has led to upticks in violence. None of that is true, according to Hinkleloper and Inslee, whose states have been the testing ground. Should Sessions find time in between recusing himself from investigating his boss ties to Russia, ties that he helped foster during his January 10 Senate confirmation hearing to push forward with the cannabis crackdown, the young Trump administration may find itself handed a second defeat courtesy of the state of Washington. It's Inslee's attorney general who led the legal fight against the administration Muslim travel ban, and Inslee's promised a fight should Sessions and Trump come for marijuana next. Hmm. So.
Well, I don't know. Touching the recreational stuff would not be a wise thing. Seriously, the guy likes money.
Well, this is the thing, is I'm wondering if there's more to it than just...
Oh, sure.
Like we already know that the money goes to help with schools, and it goes to help the people. So anything where money is used to help the people, there's no longer a thumb. So that means they're getting the education, the health, the everything that they need to strive instead of... Or to thrive instead of strive.
Right, survive.
Right.
Right. Well, all comes down to money.
It's
all about money.
And it's about
really
where it's going. And,
yep. And
if they're not getting how much they want,
they'll find out.
They'll find out a way to put a stop on it or make it scary to use. Or
they'll find out how to make the money for themselves, hopefully, and then we'll all just have cannabis. See? That would be great.
There's more than enough for everybody.
Dad, who said money didn't grow on trees. Oh, that was funny. We got to get the sound effect. Where's Tech Gal? Where's Tech Guy? He let the whole show go without bugging us once. That was crazy. Last week's show was amazing. Holy.
Dr. Melamed blew my socks off.
After every statement, I think all we said was, wow.
I actually went back to listen to some of his stuff, and he's got some really great YouTube videos out there, kind of talking about a little bit. They're about an hour and a half long of him talking about a little bit about what he talked about last Wednesday. And incredible videos. I highly recommend them. Just type in Dr. Robert Melamed or Dr. Bob Melamed. Dr. Bob. He is with, he's actually with Mark Peterson doing an interview talking about eating it. He quotes William Courtney. The amount of research that this gentleman and others like him have done on this plant is incredible. Look, the proof is there. The proof is
is written all over it. And this is just our country's backlash of not getting what they want.
Mm-hmm. And fear of letting go,
right?
Or changing. You know, change is hard. It is difficult to let go and to change and do things differently. But once they see that when they switch over to the cannabis side, that they're going to be making more money.
Mm-hmm.
I you know, sadly, they don't really care. They, five guys on the couch in Montana, don't really care about saving lives, because that's, you know, prescription drugs would be really different if they did really care about that, because we know that these drugs are only meant for a very short-term period, a couple weeks at a time, just to get you through that initial, whatever your body is needing to relax down from, you know, shock, trauma, whatever. But, yeah, Dr., thank you. Oh, hello to the Netherlands.
Hello, Netherlands.
Oh, we need some pictures. We need some new hash boards. We just need to go there. We just need to go to the Netherlands.
Yes.
Get to the hash boards. I just need giant, I want the giant chunk of hash and just walk around with my giant chunk of hash. Just be happy. Does it just like get in your skin and you just melt in? Kind of like acid that way?
Is it like a bath of hash? Like you just
hash bath.
Hash bath, yeah.
Don't even think about it. We got this. Oh my God.
You'll be seeing that at the Tumbleweed Health Spa and Cannabis
Morocco.
Resort.
I think Morocco has to come to us. All right, fine. We'll go to Morocco. We want giant chunks of hash. We'll go to Morocco. Take us there.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful planet. We all need to get out. Live it, love it, be it. Go hug a... Can't hug cactus around here. Sorry. Don't do it. And the trees. There's some.
There's some.
Go
trees.
Go Mount Lemon. Hug a tree. Anyway.
Some palm trees here.
Speaking of trees, good news in the Peach State. Medical marijuana, now over a year old, is expanding its reach. Georgia.
Woo-hoo!
The Georgia State House recently decided to back a much broader version of Georgia's MMJ law. House Bill 65, sponsored by, yes, a Republican state, Rep. Alan Peek, would double the list of illnesses and conditions eligible for MMJ treatment. Oh, that's so awesome. It will now include AIDS, Alzheimer's disease, autism, autoimmune disease, epidermolysis bullosa, HIV, peripheral neuropathy, and Tourette syndrome. I think I just got Tourette saying epidermolysis bullosa. What is that? Yeah, we don't even got a nurse in the house. She's like, bubonic plague. It also removes the one-year residency requirement. Oh, that's so great. I can't.
Some people can't wait.
A year can kill somebody. Seriously, a month can kill somebody. Wow. The bill would allow people with rec cards from other states that have similar low THC cannabis oil laws to possess their oil in Georgia. Cannabis oil can have no more than 5% THC. That's very interesting. We'll just call it that.
Well, we do know one of our good friends, Irvin.
I was just going to say his THC is 3% or lower, and it's saving his life. So we'll work with that for now. the House vote comes 2 weeks after the state Senate passed a medical marijuana measure that would add autism to the list of eligible conditions, but had reduced the allowable maximum THC level in the oil to 3%. This was an unpopular move among many of the law advocates who felt the plan downsized a key part of Georgia's medical marijuana law and who feared it would alienate dozens of families and children who use cannabis oil to help treat debilitating conditions. And it's interesting, I want to just say this about the states that have chosen oil-only, concoctions, extractions, tinctures, whatever. That's pretty much what we had in the United States before the Mexicans came and brought us some joints, which scared the heck out of everybody because they were using it in a different form. It wasn't that it was a different thing. It was just used differently. When you opened up your medicine cabinets back in the day, 1800s, you know, back in our day, you would find bottles of, you know, opium, morphine, cannabis, alcohol, but cannabis would be up there. It's in there. I was just talking with someone that we were talking about there's animals and vets use it for anesthesia a lot because you can't kill anybody from it, but you can knock them the heck out enough to do, you know, surgeries or whatever else you needed to do. So that's, they use it for pets. We had a guy come in who his dog was just about darn near going to be put down until he found hemp oil at Tumbleweeds. He puts two drops on a tree. I don't know how many, two or three times a day. That dog has had one seizure in 3 months.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. And he said he's got his dog back, and he's got his dog back.
It's that important, folks.
It is that important. Georgia's official registry approved patients is currently, they have 1,300 approved patients, and their population right now is 10 million. Medical marijuana is on a roll in Georgia. Get it? Roll. This past summer, University of Georgia professor David Bradford, who studies the effects of public administration and policy, co-authored a national study that found a correlation between medical marijuana and lowered prescription drugs, prescription drug use within Medicare's prescription drug program in states where the weed is legal for medical purposes. Isn't that great?
It is great.
That's fantastic.
Really
savings were estimated to be about $165.2 million in 2013.
That's awesome.
Wow. No wonder the drug companies are scared. That was 4 years ago's number. Well, before Georgia passed its own law, but Bradford said even he was surprised that the results were so strong. And Dr. Young Park of Georgia's Medical College also reported that researchers in Georgia were encouraged by early results that involved the cannabis-derived Epidiolex oil made by GW Pharma. Out of 30 patients who took Epidiolex for at least 4 months, 63% saw a reduction in severe seizures. So there you go.
Yeah, GW Pharmaceuticals is one of those stocks to get a hold of right now.
Oh, there it is. That's the hash I want right there. Thank you. Just give me that.
That's beautiful.
A piece
it
of
looks
cheese
like a giant
and
brownie.
A piece of bread. Or just give me some coins. I'll wander off to somewhere when
looks
I...
like a brownie.
Wow. I'll just wander the hills with that and be amongst the gods
old and new.
You'll
be wandering the hills for years.
For
with
years.
That.
Oh, that was fantastic.
Well, maybe a year.
Yeah, maybe a week. All right. Anyway, we want that.
Very nice. Thank you for that. We always enjoy your pictures. Thank you, Netherlands.
I'm going to put that above my bed. That'll be.
We tell other people when you send us things.
Oh, you know what else we love?
What, Val? Puff, 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 puff. I'm gonna smoke some weed. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a huntin', looking for a pot shop. This is fucking awesome. Walk into my house, like, what up? I got some good pot. I'm just pumped up, got some herb from the pot shop. Ice in my fridge, it used to be frosty. My friend's like, damn, that's a stoned ass donkey. Rolling in hella high, looking like it's FIFA time. Dominating all my friends as I eat some chili fries. Draped in a Snuggie with my girl sitting next to me. Probably shouldn't have had a big gulp full of iced tea. But shit, it was 99 cents. I'll be blazing and smoking it. About to go and get some munchies next. Passing up on those Cracker Jacks. Reese's Pieces are where it's at. Gotta get me some soda pop. Cotton mouth has been creeping up. But can't remember where I put my keys. Yeah, that's what's up. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. No, for real. Ask your grandpa. Can I take a 65? Deville cruising to my local Publix. Nothing better than rolling with two super fly chicks. They have frozen burritos. I bought frozen burritos. I bought some Ben and Jerry's. And then I bought some Cheetos. Hello, hello, my main man Obama. A couple states have just reformed their laws on marijuana. What you gonna do, send the feds there? Hell no, the DEAs would be like, aw, they got volcanoes. I'm gonna smoke some weed, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunting, looking for a pot shop, this is fucking awesome. I'm gonna smoke some weed, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunting, looking for a pot shop, this is know about the science of marijuana. What you know about people suffering from glaucoma? They need it, it helps them with their condition. If you don't believe me, then just ask some eye physicians. Thank your granddad for voting for that guy Richard Nixon is the president who made the plant illegal, but science is now showing that it's medicine for people, and the private sector's fighting to keep all of that illegal. Alcohol and tobacco, pharmaceutical prisons. I'll take those four major lobby groups and fight those motherfuckers. They're making money day and night, all those motherfuckers, and bribing Congress out of sight, all those motherfuckers. They'd be like, oh, it's immoral and unhealthy.
wealthy. I'm like, how many people are you making wealth? Anti-marijuana lobbies are making all kinds of profits, and they don't want you to stop it because of all the special interest. I call that getting swindled and pimped shit. I call that getting tricked by the government. That law's hella old, so it's time to update it, regulate it, and then get it under state control. Peak game, look into my political telescope. Think it's gonna stay like this forever? Not hella won't. Not hella won't.
Hey Obama, stop being a hypocrite. You used to smoke weed, fool.
I'm gonna smoke some weed. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a run, looking for a pot shop. This is fucking awesome. Let's end the war on drugs. It's time to pull the plug. These special interest groups are nothing more than corporate thugs. Let's end the war on weed. The people have agreed. These special interest groups have kept these laws with bribery. I'm going to spend some weed.
Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hun, looking for a pot shop. This is fucking awesome.
Welcome back to Weed Day Wednesday. We're in the middle of March. That's just crazy.
This year is just...
Oh, it's flying by.
Flying by.
Flying by. Flybys. What do we got?
Well, we actually went back to the research funded by the U.S. government.
Huh?
So it seems as if all of this research on the benefits, it just keeps on surfacing. When the plant has been in use for centuries, research funded by the U.S. government. Cannabis, this is... 50 years of Israel research funded by the U.S. government. And this is from internationalhigh.com. And it's a cannabis law reform is topic on the lot of ballots and agendas these days, with the research and testimonials about the numerous benefits of THC, CBD, cannabis, and hemp. And it's hard not to wonder why this has not been on the hot plate sooner. It seems as if all this research on the benefits is just surfacing when the plant has been in use for centuries. The U.S. has been relentlessly funding research on marijuana, cannabis, THC, and CBD in very limited areas all over the past few decades. The research the government seems to want to fund locally is based on the negative side of effects of marijuana use, not the benefits. There are very few projected funded federally each year. Less than 300 people are said to participate. The focus is finding the negative side of marijuana and not the mountains of independent research showing the overwhelming benefits. Instead of researching the supposed benefits, why not just pretend they don't exist? Meanwhile, in another country, not so long ago, it started in 1963 with Mechoulam applied for a National Institute of Healing funding, was told that cannabis research wasn't of interest to the agency because marijuana wasn't an American problem, recalled Mechoulam. They told me to let me know when I have something more relevant to the U.S. A year later, Mechoulam received another call from the same official, a U.S. senator whose name the official withheld from Mechoulam, had caught his son smoking weed. The senator had asked the NIH what effect the drug might have on his son's brain. To the embarrassment of the American's top public health agency, no one could answer the question. There was no research on file. The NIH officially asked Mechoulam if he was still working on cannabis. For the next 45 years, the NIH gave Mechoulam's team approximately 100,000 per year to study. For example, how cannabinoids can lower human resistance to antibiotics. Here's this. You can read more on this, and we'll pop this up on our site, but it's the link to that. It says, it's any wonder that we are hearing about covert research being carried out on foreign soil, funded by Americans, yet being withheld from the American public. Should we be surprised the same research was going on and being funded while American public was being denied the benefit of the research? While Big Pharma dumps buckets of cold, hard cash into fighting the legalization of its mortal enemy, cannabis, the U.S. government has been funding its research for years. Just don't ask them about it.
Yeah.
Big Pharma says legalization is a major threat to its already gargantuan profit margins, and it's any wonder that the advent that legalization be stopped at all costs. Big Pharma, along with police and ground union and tobacco and alcohol, make up the largest group protesting and lobbying against marijuana reform. It's easy to see how these groups would see legalization as a detriment to their livelihood. Marijuana, cannabis, and the like have been in the foreground of this war since the inception. Sure, the police and guards will see fewer prisoners. I would think less money spent on housing marijuana users would mean more money for issues that deserve notice, like pensions of officers or funds set up for families for those dying to protect us. I would love to see the U.S. of A. put some money into our veterans and not our prisons. The American public is awakening to the reality of cannabis being a viable in a myriad of medical applications. Meanwhile, the Drug Enforcement Agency, based on the recommendations of the FDA, has taken a hard notice stance on the legalization of marijuana. Nope. The DEA has spearheaded and of the now infamous yet vastly debate of the war on drugs, which was first brought into existence under the leadership of our very own Ronald Reagan. The main spokesperson of the new campaign was none other than Miss Nancy Reagan. It is a good example of the type of mentality of the time, older, conservative, and less receptive to new ideas. We can say that, as with all outdated ways of thought, the way that we're doing and what they thought based on the society at the time. It seems as a covert and open research operations around the world are showing that the benefit of cannabis are by far outweighing the negative. So why is the U.S. government denying the results of research? I think that's a very good question to be asking. Marijuana, cannabis, THC, and the like are all being categorized under a Schedule I drug with no currently accepted medical use. No current accepted medical use. They have got to be joking, right? Sadly, they're not. At least they expect us to take it seriously. Please explain to me the cannabis use in medicine that dates back over 3,000 years. And actually, I think it's 5,000 years.
We'll go 10.
Close to 6 to 10. And is currently not currently accepted for medical use. While the world is acknowledging the benefits, our government lets us use like idiots, the rest of the world, makes us look like idiots to the rest of the world. It is not as if we will ever learn the truth about cannabinoids, right? Is that arrogant, or is that just me? The medical field sees it to be use of it thousands of years, but sadly, it has no medical purpose. Uh-uh. Thank you for that, unless a bit of propaganda makes you feel good about that one. While on the other side of our government was prosecuting and persecuting those funded in the possession of marijuana the other side was funding research long before the war, and countless lives had already been adversely affected by the senseless war on a plant which has been recognized for thousands of years. And here or why we're funding research in other countries which is destroying the ideas being presented to the American public about cannabis, marijuana, THC, and CBD. And this goes on. It says, fast forward into this century or decade this year, it says the American public is being shown the truth about cannabis by independent researchers. there is mountains upon mountains of evidence that has surfaced regarding cannabinoids, cannabis, and cannabis extracts. The American Epilepsy Society is touting CBD oil, the compound found in cannabis that industry hemp, and is best known to treat for epilepsy. That sounds like some pretty impressive backing. Raphael Mechoulam, now 84, is one of the first persons to isolate the structure of both cannabidiol, CBD, and tetrahydrocannabinol, THC. He has performed the first of many tests for the medical value of THC. While researching in Israel, was receiving $100,000 per year to research various projects involving marijuana, THC, and CBD. Mechoulam was also able to discover that there was an endocannabinoid system, and the endocannabinoid system and its receptors are found throughout the body, in the brain, the organs, the connective tissue, the glands, the immune system, and in each tissue, the cannabinoid system performs different tasks, but the goal is always the same: homeostasis, balance, and maintenance of a stableness, internal environment. Although this man was revolutionizing the way that medical fields looks at cannabis, the result, or all of his research, were denied and ignored. The government and the NIH was paying this man $100,000 a year to research the very thing which countless lives are being destroyed. With the research funded by the basis for much of our current medical and scientific understanding of this cannabis, the research should have been used to guide marijuana, cannabis, THC, and CBD law reform.
Has over 5 acres of the largest.
Oh, Lord, again.
Instead,
got 5 acres.
It was hidden away in a freaky cousin no one wants to explain.
Yeah, a freaky cousin.
And it goes on. There's quite a lot more, but
yeah.
It goes into the history on why, when it was taken away, and which everyone knows why.
Well, and which, you know, people should know.
You want to read it? I mean, we got...
Well, let's see.
It's pretty interesting. This was a good article.
Marijuana was an integral part of American medicine for more than 100 years, from the 1830s through 1940s, and it was used safely and effectively for all of that time. Dr. Alan Shackelford, a Harvard-trained physician who prescribes medical marijuana. No, that's followed by that here. Let's see. Those with the conditions found to be helped with cannabis or cannabis products should not have to struggle to gain access to relief. In 1992, Mechoulam and his team at Jerusalem's Hebrew University made another groundbreaking discovery nearly 30 years after discovering that THC was responsible for the marijuana high. Scientists still didn't know exactly how the plant made the human mind and body react that way. Mechoulam and his team found the answer. THC triggered what they called the endocannabinoid system, which they figured out was the largest receptor system in the human body. Mechoulam's team also determined that the human brain produces its own cannabinoids, two compounds that stimulate this receptor system almost exactly as THC does. They named the one molecule 2-AG and the other anandamide, after the Sanskrit word ananda, which means bliss. Mechoulam and other influential researchers believe that these compounds could alleviate dozens of diseases and ailments, including schizophrenia, diabetes, cancer, eating disorders, brain injuries, neurodegenerative diseases such as Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, and multiple sclerosis. We wouldn't have the scientific interest we have now around the world without the discovery, says Paul Armento, Deputy Director of the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws, an American nonprofit that really opened the door to making the study of cannabis and cannabinoids a legitimate avenue. Since 1992, says Mechoulam, the formerly skeptical attitude of the medical community towards cannabis has changed completely. His research on anandamide, for example, has been cited in respected scientific journals some 4,000 times. Wow. Hello.
Amazing.
Yet, still, the federal government stands firm in their claim that there's no viable medical use. The research funded by our government for over 50 years shows exactly the opposite. How is it possible to look at the amount of the mountain of evidence being presented daily and still claim that marijuana is baseless in medicine. Chronic pain, Crohn's disease, MS, arthritis, and much more are being treated using the research Mishulam and his compadres discovered while under the employ of the good old American government. Mishulam published a study finding that the endocannabinoid system is involved essentially in every human disease. Although the NIH has learned a lot, there is still much to be discovered. Israel is among the countries leading the cannabis research, thanks in large part to the work of Mishulam under the employ of the federal government. Israel research is all government-sponsored, while the U.S. government is playing patty cake with the FDA, our monetary profits, and ignoring the welfare of the citizens. So, Israel has dubbed the United States unofficial offshore medical marijuana research center. Yeah, that is outrageous, he says. So there. I mean, if you listen to Dr. Bob last week, or any of our guests, Doug Fine, Robert Platschorn, Irvin Roosevelt, Heidi Hanford, I'll tell you, it's out there. Mm-hmm. PubMed and the Granny, what was the...
You,
I just had it up there.
You did.
Yeah, it's gone. Flipped my mind. Anyway, we'll bring it back. I just bookmarked it anyway. Just,
I mean, anyone, like you said, anyone we've had on that talks about this plant has done their research. I mean, it's out there, and it doesn't really even have to say the research. This is a plant that we've used, like, eucalyptus, echinacea,
yeah.
Like this is part of the collection of plants, which
turmeric.
I mean, a lot of pharmaceuticals are based off of. I mean, if you look wide that this plant can't be given out to people, it means that there's a lot of drugs that will not need to be needed anymore.
Mm-hmm. Here it is. Granny Storm Crow's list. Anyway.
There you go.
But, yeah, I think, as you know, there are a lot of people that are going back to all natural ways of dealing with their bodies, you know, trying not to use as many chemicals and compounds that they don't understand that make their symptoms worse. We get people that come into the Tumbleweeds Health Center and they can't believe that the prescription bottles that they're carrying around for migraines say that the side effects are headaches, you know, or internal bleeding or death. Or suicidal tendency, or whatever, you know? I mean, it's hard to compare this plant, you know, and maybe thousands of years ago, they didn't mean to go haywire with all the things we're doing now, but even a beautiful natural plant, non-toxic, that we need to really, really, really introduce even more and look at.
It's true.
I'm not saying. It's out there. Oh, and let's see.
There's amazing stuff.
There is amazing stuff.
Research.
We've got a few minutes left. We've got bills to legalize medical cannabis introduced in South Carolina. Another state. Share. Companion bill to legalize medical cannabis introduced in South Carolina. Senator Tom Davis and Representative Peter McCoy held a press conference to formally announce the companion bills that would be filed simultaneously in the state's House and Senate. If approved into law, the South Carolina Compassionate Care Act would allow those with a recommendation from a physician to possess and use cannabis and cannabis products, given they have a qualifying condition. Qualifying conditions include glaucoma, cancer, hepatitis C, ALS, Crohn's disease, HIV, AIDS, ulcerative colitis, agitation of Alzheimer's, PTSD, autism, idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis, Parkinson's, and neural tube defects. The measures are being introduced to improve the quality of life for hundreds of thousands of South Carolina patients who can benefit from alternate courses of treatment instead of pharmaceutical, says David Newsom, head of government affairs for South Carolina Compassion, a nonprofit medical cannabis group that has been working with the lawmakers to help draft the bill. Newsom's daughter, Harmony, has a rare genetic brain disorder that she was diagnosed with when she was just 6 months old. She started having intractable epilepsy and, you know, multiple seizures a day, said Newsom. His daughter found relief in CBD oil, which is legal in the state, but only for those with epilepsy and only if it has nearly no THC. Traditional pharmaceutical medications had made our daughter a zombie, said Newsom, who just wants others who can benefit, who now just wants others who can benefit from it to have that access to medical cannabis. Last month, Representative Tom Rutherford D. Columbia pre-filed a separate medical cannabis bill, House Bill 3128, H3128, which would allow qualifying patients to possess up to 2 ounces of cannabis for medical use and grow up to 6 plants. There we
awesome.
Go. That is awesome. That is awesome. It's sad that, you know, these, like we always say, you know, sad the bill's been introduced because someone's, you know, a loved one is affected. At 6 months old, can you imagine seeing a 6 month old baby just start having all sorts of seizures all day?
Oh my God.
I can't even handle that thought. Why would you say no to somebody? Gosh.
The background of the pharmaceutical company, it really amazes me to know that there's this is out there, and they're fighting so hard.
Yeah.
Because of money.
Yeah.
So.
Well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Check out, I know, we're just like, we're always dumbfounded. Check out Tumbleweeds Health Center at 4826 East Broadway Boulevard, or tumbleweedshealthcenter.com. If you have PTSD, cancer, glaucoma, HIV, AIDS, ALS, Crohn's, agitation of Alzheimer's, a chronic or debilitating disease or medical condition, or the treatment for a chronic or debilitating disease or medical condition that causes wasting syndrome, severe and chronic pain, severe nausea, seizures, including those characteristic of epilepsy, severe or persistent muscle spasms, including those characteristic of multiple sclerosis.
If you suffer from one of these medical conditions and have been diagnosed by an Arizona licensed physician, medical cannabis may help relieve your symptoms. Tumbleweeds Health Center is Arizona's premier cannabis certification, health, and education center. Our primary focus is to help the patients of Arizona obtain their medical marijuana card and educate everyone about medical cannabis. With current medical records, approval is a simple process. Contact Tumbleweeds Health Center to see if you qualify for your Arizona medical marijuana card.
Awesome. Give us a call at 520-838-4430. And for you emailers, it's thctucson@gmail.com. That's T-U-C-S-O-N. Tumbleweedshealthcenter.com. I think there's pictures and links and buttons you can get to us somehow. We Facebook, we Twitter, we Instagram, we Pinterest. Come on down. We take walk-ins. We have appointments. We have doctors 6 days a week. Come get certified. Sorry you're in pain, but come get some help for it, and we will try and do our best to take care of you.
Point you in the right direction.
Yeah, for sure. Well, we'll try. At any rate.
We'll spin you around a couple times.
Yeah. See what helps you.
And then hug you and send you on our way.
Yeah. If anything, you'll leave with a hug and a smile. Come on down, 4826 East Broadway Boulevard. Thanks for joining in each and every week, everybody, and for listening to us ramble on. We love to talk about cannabis. We love to support it. We love this plant. We hope you do, too. Get out there and support your local cannabis communities. Write to your politicians and tell them your thoughts and feelings on this amazing, amazing plant. And let them know that we need it.
We want some more of it.
Yeah, let's have it. All right, folks, have a happy and safe week. Spring is coming. Be careful, all you little buddies. And remember,
be smart,
be safe,
and
educate. There's the baby toy.